This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, Free Talk Live here from Rogers Campground at ForkFest 2019, day number one. A cold day, but I think it was actually like this last time. I feel like last year it was also rainy and cold on day number one. And then the clouds parted and the sun came out the next day and it was beautiful. I don't know what it's going to be like. And you know what? The weather reports, just ignore them because, you know, from one moment to the next, this is New England. You know what they say? The old joke is that if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And now it hasn't been true on this particular day. It's been rainy and cold the entire time. But we just had a kind of an interesting interaction. There's a gentleman parking his hybrid here over there, and he'd stopped on the road to ask, "Is this the place, or is this the center?" He said, and we were like, "Well, it's decentralized. I mean, we're here, but you know, I don't know how many other people are here. We've seen a handful of folks that we recognize." So far that have kind of come into the park. There's the gentleman whose name is escaping me right now, and I'm terrible sometimes with names of people who I don't see but once a year, who's like sells soda. He makes his own soda.
Oh, Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's here.
Makes the best soda that will be here.
Yeah. He's here. He's already getting set up. He's got like two trailers full of equipment that he's setting up. So, like, the people that are here to vend, they're going to be, they got to spend day number one setting up. Like, we spent some time setting this tent up, and thanks to you guys for helping out. It was a little faster than it otherwise would have been. Now we're here, we're broadcasting. We basically just threw right into broadcasting, and we haven't done anything else but this, essentially, besides, let the dog out and all that. But it's decentralized. That's kind of the point that you wanted to make.
It is, but,
and by the way, Aria Demenso.
Yeah, Aria Demenso, yeah. Hi.
Replacing Rich Paul, who's wandered off. Hopefully he will not find alcohol wherever it is he's wandering. But anyway, go ahead with what you're
saying. Well, I did lock the hotel room.
Okay, cool.
And I think that's where I put the cooler.
So. Right on.
All good. But, yeah, in any environment, whether everybody is equal or not, there are going to be people who do things and people who attend things. Mm-hmm. I mean, here from the perspective of someone who isn't familiar with what's going on, they come across a tent of people speaking into microphones.
Right.
Here at the front of a row, they assume, oh, these are the doers.
Well, we are.
Yeah, these are the people I need to gravitate to
yep.
find out what's going on. But even that is not necessarily any sort of leadership or centralization. Things like, hey, we're just over here doing a thing. If you want to come participate, that's fine. The thing is more or less open.
Right. And
but,
here it's more like watching. I mean, every now and then we'll bring somebody in who, we want to talk to or whatever. But
we're certainly not going to hand them an itinerary and be like, oh, here's what's going on.
Yeah. There isn't a central itinerary, but there is a calendar.
And it's decentralized as well, is it not?
I mean, as decentralized as a calendar can be. Obviously, someone is hosting the calendar.
Right.
So there's an individual. His name's Adam. He's got the tech skills to be able to put up his own server or whatever. And so he's hosting this calendar that is accessible by anyone. But it's centralized in that it has to be somewhere. It has to be on a computer somewhere. But it's decentralized.
Well, I mean,
that
could be decentralized if he wanted to put into the effort. Of using some sort of blockchain system.
Yeah,
I don't think that level of effort was
expended.
If we wanted to.
Yeah, but doing this one calendar was more effort than last year. So last year, so it's interesting watching the event grow. Again, we're here at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. But watching the event and how, the different aspects of it can change, because there's not one person who's saying, do this, do that, don't do this. So last year, there were two calendars. There were two competing calendars, which is why I say it's still decentralized, because anybody else could be like, I don't like this calendar, and start their own, right?
Right.
And so last year there were two of them, I would say the best one last year was the one that was on Google Calendar that somebody made who wasn't even going to attend this event. So there was like a guy on the ForkFest forums, which are part of the larger Shire forums,
right.
Who, he supports the event, but he wasn't going to be able to attend it. So he said, I'll just put Google Calendar together and you can just, put whatever you want on it. Cool. And he put the instructions on how to do it on the ForkFest forum, which you can go to forum.forkfest.party to access that. And, you know, that was cool. It worked, right? Like, Google Calendar's pretty easy. It's pretty plug-and-play. Most people are familiar with it. But people this year were not happy with Google, right, because it's a centralized system. You're not in charge of Google Calendar. You can create one, but ultimately, if Google doesn't like your calendar for some reason, they could get rid of it. And some people are very against Google in general and Facebook and these big corporate...
These big tech fascist tech giants.
I was not happy to learn that Google owned Waze. As much as I love Waze, that was not...
We did use Waze on the way up here. Google's got some good products. Let's be clear. Like, there's a reason why they're as dominant as they are is because... They're good. Google Calendar, I use it, right? Like, but anyway, the guys who are like really against any of that stuff put this other calendar together. They use something called Nextcloud, and I had not heard of it before, but it's an interesting piece of software. They've basically done like essentially a free cloud software system. So you're not using Microsoft, you're not using Google's cloud, you're not using some mega corporate cloud. You can make your own cloud, basically, from your own server or whatever. And so they have like cloud storage and cloud calendar. And so they use the calendar aspect of this next cloud thing. And it looks like Google. Like they've done a good job of sort of aping the way the Google Calendar works and the way that it looks. So anybody that's familiar with that will easily be able to kind of plug right into it and add their events to it. And so they put this thing up. There was some teamwork between the two of them. And because I run the ForkFest.party website, which, again, all this decentralized. If somebody else wants to start a website, please go right ahead. And, you know, I'm sure they can do a better job than I can. But, you know, I'm like, all right, well, I'll add what I consider to be the best calendar to the website. And this was the best one so far. There was like another one that was just a spreadsheet that somebody put together. And I'm like, yeah, that's easy to edit and everything. But, you know, a calendar's a nice thing.
See, last year is coming back to me in bits and pieces. And I seem to recall that most of the events that happened, I ended up finding out about through word of mouth instead of an application or calendar.
Right.
This year has been more about the calendar.
I think you're going to see both, probably, because there's going to be things that just happen spur of the moment, you know, on the campground. Word of mouth will definitely be the case. I mean, there's different ways for people to communicate. Like, we use two-way radios when we were convoying up here. You're going to see those are going to be in use quite a bit here because internet can be spotty on this campground. It's actually going to be harder to use a calendar while you're here if you've got bad internet than elsewhere. Although there are people talking about doing a mesh network this year, which would be really cool if that happens. And that's sort of like a decentralized computer network for file sharing and communications and all that. So it's interesting, like I was saying, watching this change, going from a more centrally hosted, a mega corporate hosted calendar to a more decentralized calendar that's hosted by the participants in this particular event. I thought that was a cool change.
I mean, especially without anyone being in charge facilitating this and directing it. You know, this is how an anarchic society would flourish. Is by
That's
people
right.
doing their own thing and working together, collaborating and all of that to make the best product available.
Exactly. And if you don't like it, well, go ahead and compete.
Absolutely.
You know, start something else or ignore it or whatever. And so, you know, all this coming from the discussion that we were having about, you know, somebody pulling up and asking if this is the center. And no, there is no center to this event. We're here. So, like, we're probably the only thing to do at the moment. So if you want to define it that way, okay, fine. But it's not going to be long before somebody's got a campfire going. It's not going to be long before somebody's selling food. I know Matt, my roommate's going to be here probably in a few hours from now, and I imagine he's going to be he's going to crank that food out. If he's the only person who can sell food, he's going to set up as soon as he possibly can and be the number one, you know, food vendor, because that's what I told him. He was actually upset a little bit earlier because Rogers apparently moved him out of the campsite that he had originally intended to receive, which was going to be a few rows over from where we are in what during Porkfest is called Agora Alley. And he ended up getting moved down the sort of the street, the row that's next to us. So we're like a few rows back. And I told him, well, you know, it's going to be different because he's never been to Forkfest before. I said,
what's true at Porkfest isn't necessarily going to be true at Forkfest.
People walk by through Agora Valley at Porkfest because they're heading to the convention center down there or whatever.
Where there's speakers and such, yeah. Yeah, and there's not going to be a center for speakers here, although I think Alt Expo might be having some speakers at their tent. So we got more coming up here. If you want to join us, you're going to have to come out in real life because we're here at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful place, just an absolutely splendid view of the White Mountains of New Hampshire. At Lancaster, New Hampshire, you can go to forkfest.party and learn more about the event. It's going through the weekend. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I'm crazy about My Magic Mutt. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mutt. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, and people are showing up as we are here on this afternoon edition of Free Talk Live. Normally we do a live show, but here we do it recorded because it's just more fun to do it this way. That way we get to hang out at night, and you know, we don't have to be sitting up in a room by ourselves in some cases. And Ian, Aria, and Vincent in the studio. Vincent making his return after being away from Keene for the last month and a half or so. So welcome back, Vincent.
Thank you.
Vincent is the host of Questioning Authority, which if you listen to LRN.FM, you probably already know that. That's the Saturday night show, which is also normally a live show, but you've been doing some recorded episodes there because it's been easier for you that way. But I believe you're going to do – are you going to do some live shows from your –
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as soon as, thank you. Yes, my bunker. As soon as I get back from ForkFest and I have, you know, time to settle, I'm going to get back to doing live shows, taking callers. I mean, it isn't QA without callers. So
without James calling to threaten your life.
Oh no, yeah, that keeps me on my toes, keeps me frosty. So that's good.
By the way, I do want to let you know about the folks over at American Financing at AmericanFinancing.net. They are a family-owned mortgage banker, and they've been helping people for 20 years, getting mortgages, refinancing mortgages. And one of the key differences between American Financing and a bunch of those other mortgage companies is they actually don't pay their salespeople commission. So that means the people that, you know, you're dealing with are on a salary, so they're not getting paid based on giving you, like, a mortgage that isn't right for you. You know, giving you a mortgage that gives them the biggest paycheck. They don't do that there because whatever it is they're selling you is what's right for you. It's not affecting their paycheck. They're non-commissioned. So it's a key difference between them and other mortgage companies. There's a lot more to learn about them. You can go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS, 182334, and that's www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. That's the important legal stuff. Toll-free number, 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. American Financing. .net. As we are here at ForkFest 2019, let's get back into John McAfee. We touched on it briefly in the last hour. I said we were going to do it, but as tends to be at ForkFest, the conversation just goes all over the place. And Aria DiMezzo is with us, the anarchist she-male from Call to Freedom, which sadly will not be airing live today, but we're going to see if we can pull it off for tomorrow. We have no idea how the internet connection is going to be, so it may be a disaster. And it might actually work pretty well, because I've got a decent connection here from the folks over at Google Fi, going back to the topic we were talking about before. So John McAfee is taunting the U.S. government, according to CCN.com, which is a cryptocurrency news website. They're talking about how he went off on the Department of Justice in a dizzying weekend Twitter rant, as the article points out. He warned that if the federal government doesn't leave him alone, he'll drop several bombshells that will reveal mass corruption within the government, so they better back off or else. Quote, this is a couple of his tweets here. From friends in the State Department, the DOJ trumped up charges against me for murder, money laundering, and racketeering. A conspiracy is unfolding. Proof coming. I've collected files on corruption in governments. For the first time, I'm naming names and specifics. I'll begin with a corrupt CIA agent and two Bahamian officials. If I'm arrested or disappear, 31 terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press.
My question is, what's he been waiting for so long? If he has all of his data that could, you know, be like Snowden or Assange-level corruption, you know, why is he waiting for now?
Assange did the same thing. I mean, he milked I have all of this dirt on Hillary, and it's totally going to sink her election. He did exactly the same thing. It's all about, you know, attention for them.
Well, he's certainly a guy who loves attention. There's no doubt about that. You could also argue that he's holding this as insurance, right, that he's got dirt, and letting the dirt out in advance could have put him in jeopardy in advance, meaning that if he was fine, if the U.S. government wasn't after him, and then all of a sudden he lets loose a barrage of attacks against them, then for sure they're going to retaliate, right?
Well, I mean, it comes down to a question of liberty or death, really. If he's not willing to actually get out there and pay the price with his life to release this information that clearly would sink the government if he actually has this
information.
He's full of it. Oh, yeah, he's absolutely full. He's absolutely insane. But if he did have
But we
it,
love him.
We do. I love him to death.
Even though he tried to scam you, apparently.
He did, yeah.
Do you want to tell a story?
Yeah, so several months ago, I received a message from John McAfee, the actual John McAfee, or at least a bot pretending to be him on his
account.
It was his actual account.
On Facebook.
Yeah, asking me about his presidential campaign and whether or not I supported it in 2020. I was like, of course I do.
Yeah.
I voted for you in 2016, throwing my vote away in the process, because if I thought it was actually going to, you know, result
anyway.
In other people being told what to do, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, absolutely. And then he tried shilling some sort of cryptocurrency nonsense to me. I don't remember exactly.
And what time of the night was this? Because you're a night owl. You're constantly up in the middle of the night. Was this like 3 in the morning?
He sent the first message around 3 in the morning. Okay. When I responded. I would
thank you, Peanut Gallery. Keep going. We can't hear him. He's too far away.
I would expect John McAfee, of all people, to have a bit more decorum than that.
I don't know.
But I mean,
I don't know if he's got much decorum. I'm not sure.
Well, when he presents himself as a businessman, he's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
know?
Sure. But he's a retired business. I mean, he's not running a mega corporation anymore or anything like that. He doesn't have John McAfee doesn't have anybody to impress at this point. Like, there was a time
well,
when John,
he's got voters to impress.
No, he doesn't
well,
care.
So I will say,
no,
he has said that his campaign, because I've been sort of, you know, researching it,
mm-hmm.
his campaign isn't, he doesn't expect anyone to vote for him, but it's like an information thing. He
sure.
wants his, and if it's what he says on Twitter, you know, it could just
right.
be rhetoric, but.
That's what a good libertarian campaign is supposed to be.
He just wants to get
sure.
the word out there against right. the tyrannical government and human freedom.
That's what
Which
Harry Brown did back when he was the libertarian presidential candidate in 96 and 2000. And then we haven't had that party hasn't had a good candidate since Harry Brown, because the rest of them, well, Michael Badnarik was okay. He wasn't as good of a communicator. But since Michael Badnarik, there wasn't a principled candidate. And the whole idea was to have a principled candidate to explain to people. And I don't even know if John McAfee's that principled, all things considered.
It
well,
would appear that he's not.
The thing is, McAfee isn't pretending to be a perfect person. And I think
no, I love him.
I think I understand
hold on,
McAfee's
because, hold on
a little
boy,
bit.
Here we go. Because I'm not a perfect person doesn't excuse literal fraud against somebody else.
Or
okay.
you didn't get
well,
to the fraud part of the
you
story.
You don't remember
no,
what the fraud was, so
yeah,
I can't
does.
Take
She's
that.
Tell you.
Exactly
okay, tell
what
me the fraud.
Was.
Tell me the
I don't
fraud.
Remember the name of it.
I
but
thought it was just some cryptocurrency nonsense.
It was some
was
cryptocurrency nonsense. And the more questions
I... Was it fraudulently nonsensical, or was it...
If you will
innocent?
Shut up for a second, I will answer your questions.
Okay.
Right? I will tell you the story.
Well, if you stop yelling at me, you'll be answering my question.
Well, that's the only way to speak over you when you start interrupting me. So... It was some kind of cryptocurrency nonsense, and the more questions I asked about it, because, you know, Call to Freedom had a crypto hour for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, so I want to know how decentralized it is, whether or not it used, and I can't even think of it right now, despite just talking about being knowledgeable about cryptocurrencies, shielded transactions, things like that. I asked
proof
questions.
Proof of work versus proof of stake.
No, I didn't ask that particular question. But I did ask whether or not it was decentralized, whether or not a single company was going to hold a large portion of the cryptocurrency, which happened with a AirSwap tokens and several other ERC-20 tokens. I asked, you know, having to present an ID, what is the term for that? Why can't I think of it?
Know your customer.
Yeah, KYC.
Know
you.
Your customer, anti-money laundering typically goes together.
Yeah, I asked whether it was going to involve KYC and all of that, and he kept dodging my questions. Like, oh, but we're going to get you this massive return on your investment. I was like, you're not answering these very simple
Hold that
questions.
Thought. Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. That's according to President Trump in a tweet. The president also says that she'll be returning to her home state of Arkansas and adds he hopes that she runs for governor. Sanders has been serving as press secretary since the summer of 2017. President Trump spoke about the First Step Act at the White House on Thursday, where he says it's important to give former prisoners a second chance in the workforce.
America wins when citizens with a criminal record can contribute to their communities as law-abiding members of our society. When former inmates come home, the single most important action we can take is to help them find a really, really good job where they love the job, they want to go there, and they're making a lot of money.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pointing the finger at Iran for attacks in the Gulf of Oman. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fortune babies, and da, 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, and for just the briefest moment, sun did come out during our last segment. I don't know if you guys noticed it.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah, but it did happen. I'm sure it won't be the last time that we'll see the sun over the next 5 days that we're going to be here.
All the other days are supposed to be pretty clear, aren't they?
There's no point in looking at the weather report up here. It's always just you never have any idea what it's going
to
be like.
See, I found the weather reports up here to be pretty good.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, usually people will say, yeah, it's going to rain for like 2 hours on Tuesday.
Huh. Well, yeah, but they can say it the day before maybe and be somewhat close, but you're not going to know what's happening Saturday. You're not going to know what's happening Monday at this point.
Well, I don't need to know that till
right.
then.
So don't let any negative weather reports scare you away. It's going to be fun either way. People are going to have a good time. We'll put up canopy. You know, tents are going to go up. If it's raining, you can get out of the rain. It's not a problem. Just bring like a hoodie. Bring something warm. Bring some normal shoes. Like if I had my sandals, I'd have been in trouble. I'd be freezing cold. I'd be like in a bed in the hotel room or something like that. So definitely. You know, definitely get, and there is a motel on site. There's also a hotel down the road, so if you need nicer digs, there's a nicer hotel down there. But anyway, Rogers Campground has a wide variety. They got RV sites, for those of you with that sort of thing. That's where we are right now. We're on RV site 59 if you come and see us. And there's also just kind of normal camping sites here as well. By the way, we're talking about John McAfee. We're going to get back into how he was allegedly trying to scam you, Aria, or at least somebody perhaps that he hired.
Well, I have the proof that it was coming directly from the John McAfee account.
Right.
So one has to assume,
presumably,
John McAfee, that it was authorized.
Yeah. And so we'll get back into that coming up here. I also want to let you know about Edge.app. If you are looking to get into cryptocurrency, you're brand new, Edge is a perfect wallet for people who are brand new, but it's also great for people with experience. I'm very experienced with crypto, and Edge Wallet is my number one choice for cryptocurrency, and that's not because they're a sponsor. That was true for me before they became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, and Dash, and others. Go to edge.app. They've been building wallet apps since 2014. They started with, back when it was Bitcoin only, they had Airbits, which was the best Bitcoin only wallet. Secure your freedom. It's available for iOS and Android, and it's a great app. Edge.app is their website. That's Edge Wallet. Go to edge.app. As we continue here, so 3 in the morning, John McAfee sends you a message. You've never talked to him before, right?
I don't think so.
So you didn't meet him at an event?
I think I interacted with him at one point on Twitter, but what does that count for?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's probably interacted with thousands of people on Twitter.
Right.
But you might have liked one of his pages on Facebook, which is kind of the theory, right? Like you may have...
Because
how did he find
I don't
you?
Generally like pages from
people. Well, then
people.
How did he...
I don't know. That was
maybe the, you commented on something
when we initially discussed it. I mean, that was the answer we didn't have is, you know, what caused him to contact me in the first place.
But he did.
He did.
And it was his account, not an imposter account. It was John McAfee saying, hey, check out this cool new crypto. You should put your money into it, basically, right?
Well, it was a new crypto service.
Okay.
And the idea behind it was that he was going to have these brokers buying and selling cryptos that I invested in them.
Okay.
And they were going to use this sort of like a manual version of Helium in order to make me a profit.
Helium was a company that was like a robotic investing company.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
You would send like $100 to it, and it would buy whatever cryptocurrency
yes.
happened to be going up.
Are they still in business?
If they are, they're limping along barely.
Okay.
And I don't think they are still in business.
Gotcha.
So he was offering something like that, except having actual people behind it, and they were going to be backed by mathematics and all of this. And I was like, that's all well and good, but you're asking me essentially to send money to people that I don't know anything about. So I need to know, is this system that you're utilizing, does it involve KYC?
Know your customer requirements.
Right. Are you going to ask me for an ID and a government-issued one and all of that kind of nonsense? Because I'm good on that. Mm. I don't need it. And on top of that, am I going to have access to the private keys that ultimately control these wallets? Now, I understand that in order to do these trades, the brokers would also have to have access to them. But that doesn't mean I can't. And I'm not going to put money into someone that I don't control. Might as well just send it to a bank at that point.
Okay.
And he never answered those questions. He, in fact, blocked me.
I would say that's one of the weakest allegations of fraud that I have ever heard in my life.
Will you let me finish the story?
Okay, go ahead.
He not only refused to answer the questions, he deleted me, blocked me, and deleted the entire message history because I was asking questions that he didn't have answers to.
Okay.
Or he didn't want to answer.
He was shilling for something he knew nothing about.
Which, by the way, John McAfee has stated publicly that if you pay him, I believe, $100,000, he will promote your coin.
Yeah.
Well,
he has absolutely...
there's your answer, because if he's advertising that as a product, then you know exactly how much credit.
And this disqualifies him from any sense of honor or reverence that one person
might
have for him.
Well, not at all. He's honorably doing what he said. He said he'd shill your coin for money, shilling coins for money. And now you're saying, well, he's shilling coins for money.
No, there's a problem with that,
the only
right?
people he's going to successfully shill are 70-year-old grandmothers who don't know what they're doing. This is okay to you?
Well,
no, it's not okay.
I mean...
you're
I don't
defending
know where
him. You're
you get a 70-year-old.
You are defending someone who is out there scamming people in order to make a profit.
We can't hear you, Vincent.
I want to hear what Rich has to say in response, which is why I tore his microphone.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that if somebody goes out and says, yeah, publicly says, I'll shill your coin for X number of dollars, it's like an actor doing a commercial. That kind of. You don't necessarily believe that the actor. that the actor believes in the product he's selling. He's been hired to play a role.
Well, that's
now,
an
this guy has
idea.
Announced that he is such an actor, willing to show your coin for money. Now, the thing is, there are people that don't know that John McAfee is this actor. So they might think, hey, I see this guy in the commercial. He says the razor shoot.
If my job
really
required me to act like I didn't have integrity
smooth.
And this actually
hold on,
resulted
on.
In people being
hold
scammed, I would quit that job.
Hold on a sec. The other thing is that anybody who doesn't know that if somebody's a 70-year-old grandmother, that person attaches absolutely zero significance to the name John McAfee. So it's no.
Oh no, his name is on their desktop computer
Wayne.
When they go to Yahoo Mail.
Hair dryer.
You're losing this one, Rich.
Okay.
You know, I gotta say
you
because
can feel however you like.
Yeah, look.
I will stand by every single
like
product I have ever endorsed on Call to Freedom.
Yeah, I would like to respond to the actor claim. I mean, it's an interesting argument, but actors are still responsible for the things that they decide to act in. If they're
if that dog food doesn't get your dog shinier than any other dog, then you personally blame the actor for that?
I would say that the
actor he got hired to play a role.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that people should be choosier about the roles that they decide to play. You know, we at Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I like tawdry theater. I don't want people to be choosy about the roles they play.
This isn't just about entertaining somebody in a theater. This isn't about acting like a bad guy in a movie. This is about actually trying to get money out of people on a false premise. And so,
but the false premise is what? The keys aren't proprietary? Or you're not, the person isn't holding the keys?
Oh, I'm not speaking specifically to the McAfee situation. I think you're...
Well, the thing is, what I'm saying is that sounds
that
like...
You're defending the indefensible.
Ordinary... Well, that's what we do here.
Well, that's not what, not what all of us
to
do.
To some extent.
I don't do that. I'm ignoring the details on the McAfee, because I agree with you that, like, to claim that McAfee was being fraudulent is maybe a little bit too harsh of a claim. But I'm saying that you should
well,
be
one
choosy.
Thing that I'd like to know is whether Arya got drunk and signed up for his coin shilling service where he said, hey, give me your email address and I'll shill some coin to you. In which case, sending you letters shilling some coin is hardly out of what you'd expect out of the guy. You know, you don't know why you contacted him. He contacted you.
I honestly think you might be too drunk to continue the conversation.
I'm fine, I mean, as a friend of yours. Don't
but
you worry
first
about
of all,
me.
Okay, well, I'm not the one, you know, who gets drunk and then, you know, changes the conversation completely, even with the lead-in. The question was actually whether or not I got drunk and succumbed to the scam that he was proffering me. The answer to that is no. We never got to that point. He blocked me and deleted all the messages before I could ever have sent him anything.
We'll continue this in moments from ForkFest 2019. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location
station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at ForkFest 2019 at the beautiful Rogers Campground on day number one. A bit of an overcast day, a little chilly out. In fact, it's pretty cold, 56 degrees, but my hardcore crew is here, and y'all are toughing it out here with me, and I appreciate it. And folks have been coming by, and things have just started to get heated here on the air between Aria and Rich Paul. We've got people even driving by. They're heckling us. Come on. No?
He's not
heckling. He's not heckling. I'm kidding. He's very nice. To us, at least. Yeah, and so anyway, we're here, and it's been a good event so far, and it hasn't even gotten started, really. I mean, there's no food available yet, but I suspect by tomorrow that will change.
Sean said he will be selling food tomorrow, but his drink truck won't be ready until Saturday.
All right, no problem. We know that Matt Roach is going to show up here in a little bit with some food. Plus, we might actually go out because there's a cryptocurrency accepting bar that has some food here that's just down the street. We got them set up last year.
He should call his joint Roach Food.
That's a good idea. You'll have to decide that with Vincent because they're partners in this particular venture. Now, speaking of ventures, we're getting back into the John McAfee drama where he came onto your Facebook page or your profile. He sent you a message, Aria, saying, hey, I've got this thing. I'm chilling. Here it is. You asked some tough questions. He didn't, whoever he was, maybe it was him or somebody that was working on his account because, you know, it's John McAfee.
If you'll recall, we read the entire chat
on
log.
Call to Freedom, your show.
I thought it was Free Talk Live that we did it.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know. I was going to give you credit for it, though.
And thanks.
Call to Freedom Live.com. Is the website up, by the way? Call
I think
Freedom
so. Okay. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in a while because there's generally nothing on it of consequence.
And now Rich Paul is saying, so he made these statements. He refused to answer the questions that you asked. He then deleted the deleted the chat and blocked you.
Yes, but because of the way Facebook works, you can back up. You can download all of your information, which will include deleted messages.
That's how you got access to them later on.
Yes. And that's how I can still prove to this day that it was indeed John McAfee's actual account.
Right. Now, was it fraud that he was committing, or was he just being slimy? I would say probably the latter. I'm not going to go so far as to say it was actual fraud, and Vincent is also here.
I'd say the appropriate word is he was very unscrupulous.
Unscrupulous. And Rich Paul's saying, well, if they've hired you to be unscrupulous, then who cares?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it doesn't rise
like
to the level of fraud. Okay? There's a difference
between... Okay, so you do care about unscrupulous people.
There's a big difference between saying this shampoo is the best shampoo,
sure,
or here, try my coin, which maybe the coin is...
Now, hold on, because you're talking about this in the context of commercials, and this isn't what happened. Somebody came up, a door-to-door salesman came up to my door trying to sell me something, and when I asked them questions about the profit...
No, it wasn't a door-to-door salesman.
It was a digital door-to-door commercial, because it was one-to-one.
Between walking up to somebody's door and sending them... How many times do Nigerians walk up to your door and offer you a fraction of a fortune? This doesn't happen to me. Email and walking up to your door isn't the same thing. So if you're going to tell me it's not a commercial, I'm going to tell you it's not walking up to your door.
It's absolutely not a commercial because a commercial is one to many.
It's absolutely not walking up to your door because he didn't even have to put his clothes on.
Okay, I didn't realize you were going to take that statement so literally.
I didn't realize you were going to take the statement so literally.
Well, when we're talking about the differences between tactics that salesmen use, I think it's of extreme significance that this was not...
We are, but we should talk about the one we're in, not
this
the one we're not.
This was not somebody standing on paid programming saying, I'm going to talk to you for 30 minutes about this product. This was somebody who came up to me digitally and spoke to me directly trying to sell me something, trying to get me to invest in something. And when I asked them questions, why should I buy this vacuum cleaner that you're trying to sell me? You say it's the best, but I majored in physics. Does it actually produce this compression ratio? And they go,
oh, I thought you were going to ask, does it suck?
I don't know anything about this. I'm leaving now. I'm running away. Don't ever contact me again. That's what happened.
Well, a lot of that might depend on how that was said, because I can imagine a number of circumstances under which somebody might come out of a conversation with you saying, don't ever contact me again without being a crook.
Look, if I frighten John McAfee, then screw him anyway, right? This is John
McAfee.
He's
been up against much more...
Don't mess with his dogs.
No, yeah. I would not mess with the man's dogs.
And, he's been up against some pretty strong opposition, that's for sure. I think he faced down some murder charges in Belize.
Oh, I love McAfee. Yeah,
I love him, too.
That's what's interesting, is even after this interaction, you still said you would vote for him.
Yeah, it's just McAfee being
McAfee.
I would
vote for him.
I recognize that he is a scummy person, but he's interesting, he's fascinating, he's funny. He's like Vermin Supreme, except he's actually got libertarian principles that he's promoting and spreading.
He's closer, at least, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, I've seen him apologize for one crypto scam. That he claimed.
Maybe this was the one. I don't know.
I didn't know which one it was, but he said that he was he didn't know it was a scam, and as soon as he found out or something, he claimed ignorance to it.
Yeah,
but still
apologized. I saw that apology. I'm glad you brought it up because now the thing is, you don't remember the thing he was shilling.
No, but in my defense, we did read the entire chat log on.
So you could pull it up, probably.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been exposed to that.
There was nothing I said that triggered him to run away like
that. Just to be clear, the thing that he had apologized for, I don't remember the name of that either, but whatever it was, he claimed that the company that had pitched it had hired a programmer to talk to him, and this programmer knew how to talk to McAfee to basically get McAfee on board with this thing, and McAfee realized later on that he'd been scammed after people brought it to his attention, and he immediately issued an apology about it. I'm wondering if that was the same thing that he was shilling in the case of talking to you. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know when this happened. Your thing happened late last year, right? Wasn't it late last year?
No, it was early
this year?
A few months ago.
Okay.
I mean, I think about coins that I've talked about on the air. I talked about Zencash without ever looking at its source code. I looked at Zencash without...
Have you ever contacted someone and said, you need to buy Zencash, and here's the reasons why? And when they said, well, I'm not sure I agree.
Well, I've said on the radio that I'm really impressed with Zencash.
That's,
so,
again, that's
so
one to
really,
many, and
I
that's
think
expressing your opinion.
Even
that's not enticing people
look,
for
I want to just say something as a guy who, you know, runs a radio show and has for years... on occasion, I've had to deal with Mark Edge, who is the head salesperson behind Free Talk Live, bringing some very questionable products to the table. And I'm kind of the, you know, I don't know what the testing department, if you will, because Mark will never spend any time actually vetting anything. And so I think it's important to do that. I think it's important to at least have some idea of what it is that you're going to put your, especially if it's your voice behind it, what you're going to be talking about. Now, on the other hand, if there's something you didn't know, if there's something you didn't realize or that you didn't uncover, that you know, when you've done your due diligence and you've said, okay, this looks okay to me, and you go ahead with that thing, but then later on somebody brings something to your attention like, oh, crap, this thing's broken in this way, or this company turns out they weren't honest about this one claim, then... As soon as that's brought to your attention, the honest thing to do is say, oh, crap, we got fooled. We didn't realize this. And if that's what McAfee did, then he did the right thing in that case.
To me, there's room for unaccountable channels. And one of the reasons for this is that otherwise you can't buy advertising for a product that the salespeople can't understand and put their name behind. How would you sell a cryptocurrency, the first cryptocurrency ad, when nobody knows who you're buying radio ads for? When the people you're buying radio ads from are saying, well, I can't promote this product because I don't understand it.
I
and
totally understand.
You don't have to understand it, just play the ad.
I get what you're saying there. And
so I'm giving some benefit of the doubt here on things that I have not seen and heard.
And you're not wrong
about that.
People
are very quick to fail to distinguish between good journalistic ethics and bad journalistic ethics versus fraud and not fraud.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
People are very quick to overstate and hyperbolize accusations is a cheap way to get ratings.
I agree with you there.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. So, it's not fraud as long as you don't know. But if you put no effort whatsoever into trying to know, then that's problematic.
Unless people are aware that you put no effort, which I would say puts you, for example, I don't ever think that an actor is endorsing a commercial when he's in it. So if somebody has put it out there and said, hey, I've got a mailing list and I'll throw out news on your coin for this much money, then I don't expect the readers of that mailing list to find that should not be surprised to find that news is not
well
done.
I get what you're saying, but as Arya had pointed out, you know, not everybody knows whether that person is expected to be okay with fraudulent products or is expected to just take money from anybody.
And they can't be. If they're known to be, you know, responsible for shilling fraudulent products, they're not going to be.
We've got more coming up here on Free Talk Live in moments.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.